this week's Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank, was awarded to the new Great Lakes Conference matchup between Holy Name Green Wave and the Bay Village Rockets in what was an offensively strong rushing game behind MVP Nick Best, which ended up being a win for the Rockets with a final score of 16-6. John, talk about Bay Village's win tonight and how they were able to capitalize.
Bay played a great game. I mean, they really stuck to the ground and behind Nick Best. He had over 160 yards rushing, two touchdowns. You got to credit the Green Wave. I mean, they did give up a lot to Nick, but, I mean, he just came off a 304-yard game, three touchdowns. He had seven touchdowns earlier this year, so he's really tough to keep in check. And Holy Name had plenty of opportunities to get in the end zone. They were in the red zone three times. They did get one touchdown out of it, but they missed a field goal, and they had a fourth and one and had a penalty and put them back to fourth and six, and they couldn't convert. And you can't make mistakes like that against a Ron Rutt Bay Village team.
The first drive belonged to the Green Wave, but the Rockets' defense was ready and ended up intercepting the ball, giving their offense good field position. The offense was able to convert the turnover into points on the board with a field goal by Cole Gurgle, who also intercepted the ball, making it our play like a Brown moment of the game. In the end zone, the Green Wave was able to get a touchdown, but a flag overturned it, forcing them to kick a field goal, which bounced off of the post. With 50 seconds left on the clock, the Rockets' lead rusher, Nick Best, was able to end a drive that he rushed almost 80 yards on with our first touchdown of the night. At the start of the second half, Bay Village was able to run the ball all the way down to the 9-yard line, where our MVP, Nick Best, broke a few tackles and scored again for the Rockets. The Green Wave continued to move the ball into scoring position in the second half, but the penalties kept them out of the end zone. Finally, with 3:38 left on the clock, the Green Wave put together a passing drive that ended with a 7-yard touchdown run by Jack Stoller. But it wasn't enough, and the Rockets got their first conference win of the season and improved their record to 4-0.
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting to be a part of a new conference, and I think, you know, looking at the teams in the conference, it's going to be a great race all season long. So to get the first win tonight and get the first GLC win in school history is an awesome feeling.
I mean, coaching and the guys up front is a huge thing. I just love the guys up front. We got the guys outside blocking. You can bounce a couple ones out because of them. They're always getting it backside, whatever. So it's huge for them. The defense was great, put us in great field position the whole game, and it was just... It's nice and a lot of fun to run behind those guys.
Congratulations again to the Bay Village Rockets, and good luck with the rest of your season. Remember, each week we have new matchups online, so go to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. We're at a new game each week. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Menely. See you next week.